I don't have time for useless talk. And this was Padre Pio speaking to a spiritist. Hello friends. On this channel, following Padre Pio, we take a glimpse into the incredible life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, and he was a miracle worker. And we bring you a series of short stories on the life of Padre Pio. Please do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and also to find out what his intercession can do for you. And if you are new to this channel, then do subscribe to this channel and click that reminder bell too. Now, one day a spiritist arrived at San Giovanni Rotondo. So who's someone involved with some sort of occultish practices? And he wanted to speak to Padre Pio because it seemed his family was almost had a curse over it. So he wanted to understand what was happening to his family. But it seems there was such a great restlessness and uneasiness about this person. He was never for a moment at peace. And of course, Padre Pio had a gift from God, knowing the fate of certain souls, knowing what's going on with the soul. Well, that afternoon, the spiritist managed to make his way into the cloister. And there he met Padre Pio. Padre Pio saw him and told him, "I don't have time for idle chit-chat." Did not want to enter into some sort of a useless or perhaps a dangerous conversation with this person. And Padre Pio continued, "If you want to confess, then come through to the sacristy." Well, this man was caught slightly off guard by this and found himself confessing to Padre Pio. And then after the confession, the spiritist turned to Padre Pio and said to him, "You told me things as if you had seen them yourself." Padre Pio asked, "Well, is there anything else?" He still did not want to be involved in a conversation, to which Padre Pio received the answer, "I don't recall anything else." And then the Capuchin saint turned to him and said, "You have already had the experience, and the ball is now in your court. Because who can approach the fire and not be burnt by it? And who can approach Christ and not feel his love?" So has perhaps Padre Pio answered the person about the family curse, who cannot be burnt by it? And the solution, Christ's love. But even faced with this miraculous, you know, confessional experience that Padre Pio had seen right through him into his conscience, into his soul, the spiritist still did not believe, and he would not give up his attachment to these superstitions and spiritism. And so thereafter, God in his great goodness had to grant another great grace for his complete conversion this time. And in that moment, instead of the penitent seeing Padre Pio in front of him, he saw Jesus dressed as a Nazarene, white as snow, dazzling white, and surrounded with this wonderful glow. It sounds to me he's having a vision of Christ himself, at which the man was totally speechless. And then the vision slowly dissolved, slowly faded. And after which Padre Pio added, "Go in peace and sin no more." The man then told him how he had often in the evenings practiced some sort of table turning or Ouija board in order to know their lucky numbers for the lottery. So he's admitting now to things in his past, these occult dabblings, what he had done. And after this conversion, he did not want to return to his practices because he had now seen how much of a curse had come through them. And so he asked to Padre Pio, help him that he might be released from these bonds. And the Capuchin said to him, "I will happily grant you this grace." And so it was. So just a little comment from me. People may think, well, these things are just fun or a party trick, these occultish practices, or contacting the dead partner to know how they're doing. But it is strictly forbidden in many, many places in scripture. And here's just one. Galatians 5 tells us, gives a whole list of sins, and it says idolatry and sorcery. Those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God, will not go to heaven. But this person knew the curses and the demonic influences involved with these things, and he couldn't wait to get rid of them after this confession with Padre Pio, after this experience. And with Padre Pio's help, he managed. So just to encourage you, please, if you've liked this video, then do share it with your friends and colleagues, and also like it, click that like button. It helps us in our apostolate, and make sure you have subscribed to our channel as well, and click that reminder bell after subscribing. Dear friends of following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as scripture says, those who instruct many to justice shall be as the stars for eternity? Apparently that's from the book of Daniel. So with that intention in mind, we offer you a special program, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, if you join this program, you will be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people, hopefully to inspire them so that they do not give up hope, that they do not lose faith in God in these very trying times. So if you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ's death would not have been in vain for them. So that's our aim. And we also have regular masses celebrated for all of those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are other benefits too. To find out more, just click the video on the end screen, or you can go to the link in the video description below.